Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we need to talk about a feeling that, well, I think it's been creeping up on every single one of us. It's not burnout, exactly. Yeah. It's more like saturation.
It is the defining characteristic of the digital age. We are drowning in content, but starving for context.
Exactly. And usually, when we talk about this, it's from the consumer side.
Yeah.
You know, doom scrolling, information overload.
Sure.
But I want to flip the script today. I want to talk about the people trying to make the content, because we used to worry about gatekeepers.
Right.
How do I get on TV? How do I get a publisher?
And those gatekeepers are gone. Distribution is effectively free.
Right.
You can upload a 10-hour video to YouTube or a podcast to Spotify right now, and nobody's going to stop you. The barrier isn't distribution anymore.
So if the door is wide open, why does it feel harder than ever to build an audience?
Because the bottleneck has shifted. It moved from distribution to production capacity. The shelf space is infinite, but your time isn't. You're competing with millions of creators. And the simple math is that creating high-quality, researched, engaging stuff is a linear, labor-intensive process. But we're living in an exponential world.
Which brings us to our case study for today. We are looking at two different pieces of technology that, when you sort of smash them together, might just solve this production bottleneck. First up, we have Elfame.
Right. Elfame is fascinating.
If you haven't seen it, Elfame is this AI course generator. But, you know, calling it a course generator feels a bit flat. It's more like an engine for curiosity.
I like that.
You type in a topic, literally anything, quantum physics or the history of sourdough, and it builds you a structured learning path. It helps you, like, vibe code your education.
Vibe code is a great way to put it. Elfame is trying to solve the problem of learning in an age where search engines just give you fragmented links and chatbots just give you these, you know, walls of text.
But here's the catch, and this is why we're talking about them today. Elfame has built this incredible engine for structure and text. It creates these deep Socratic dialogues. But we live in a world where people don't read. They watch, they listen, they scroll.
Exactly. Elfame has the brain, the pedagogy, the structure, but it lacks the mouth and the face. It's text-heavy in a multimodal world.
So the mission for this deep dive is to see what happens when we plug Elfame into our second subject, AutoContent API. And I have to be honest, when I first looked at the documentation for AutoContent, I thought, great, another tool to spam the internet with garbage.
That is a very common reaction, but we need to look closer. AutoContent positions itself as programmable content infrastructure.
Okay.
It's not a tool for influencers to make TikTok dances. It's an industrial engine designed to take a core asset like an Elfame course and transform it
into everything else.
Into every other format imaginable automatically.
So if Elfame is the idea, AutoContent is the megaphone.
Precisely. And we are going to explore how Elfame can use this API to scale its marketing, globalize its reach, and dominate search results without hiring a single new employee.
Okay, let's start with the client, Elfame. Spent some time playing with it this week. It's weirdly addictive.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. I started looking up the history of coffee, and 20 minutes later, I was learning about 17th century trade routes. Didn't feel like studying.
And that is by design. Elfame really distinguishes itself by not being a chatbot. If you ask ChatGPT about coffee, it gives you a summary. It's passive, you read, you nod, you forget.
Right.
Elfame uses the Socratic method. It asks your questions. It forces a dialogue.
It felt like a text message conversation with a really smart professor.
And that structure taps into something they call rabbit hole science.
Right.
Did you catch the part about dopamine in their manifesto?
I did, but I'm always skeptical when tech companies start quoting neuroscience. It usually means they're trying to get me addicted to a slot machine.
Well, in this case, it's about how the brain actually learns. Traditional schooling fights your curiosity. It says, sit still. Learn this list.
Yeah, follow the syllabus.
Elfame says, no, follow the curiosity. When you follow a rabbit hole, your brain releases dopamine, which reinforces the memory. They are trying to structure that getting lost on Wikipedia feeling into a legitimate curriculum.
Okay, so the product is solid. It creates these courses within a course. But here's the friction point I hit. I wanted to keep learning while I was driving to the grocery store, and I couldn't. I can't read a Socratic dialogue on the highway.
And that is the hard limit of text. You lose the user the moment they step away from the screen.
So this is where AutoContent API comes in. Now, explain this to me like I'm five, because API first and headless content production sounds a bit ominous. It sounds like something from a sci-fi dystopia.
It does sound intense. But headless just means there is no front-end website where a human logs in and clicks buttons. Think about a tool like Jasper or even Canva.
Okay, you go there, you drag things around, you type.
Right. It's UI first. It requires a human operator. Auto content is designed to be invisible. It runs in the background. It waits for a signal, a webhook from another piece of software.
So in our scenario, Elfim's code would talk directly to auto content's code.
No humans involved.
So technically speaking, how does that handoff happen?
It's a data transaction. Elfim would package up the course content, the text, the structure, the key concepts into a JSON payload. That's just the structured format for data.
Right.
It shoots that payload over to AutoContent's API endpoint, and AutoContent sends back a link to an audio file or a video file.
It's like ordering a pizza via an app versus cooking it yourself. You send the order, you get the result.
And you can order 10,000 pizzas at once.
Right.
That is the scale we are talking about.
Okay, let's look at strategy A, the audio revolution, because this seems like the most obvious fix for my driving problem.
It's the lowest hanging fruit.
Elfim is text. AutoContent makes audio. Match made in heaven.
It is. Imagine if Elfim added a simple listen button to every course. Behind the scenes, the API takes that Socratic text dialogue and converts it into a multi-speaker podcast.
But hold on, we have to address the elephant in the room. Text to speech usually sucks. It sounds like a GPS. Turn left at the black hole. If I'm trying to learn complex philosophy, a robot voice is going to kill the vibe immediately.
2 years ago, I would have agreed with you 100%. But the game has changed. AutoContent uses what they call advanced voice engineering. These aren't just concatenated sounds. The API inserts breaths, pauses, even laughter. It handles cadence and intonation.
So it sounds like two people actually talking.
It sounds like a radio show. It's designed to be bingeable. So suddenly, Elfim isn't just a study tool. It becomes a personalized podcast generator. You create the course and you get the podcast.
That's cool for the student. But what about the teacher side? Because Elfim also wants experts to create courses, right?
Right. And this is where we run into the CEO paradox. The person with the most valuable knowledge usually has the least amount of time. If you are a world-class neurosurgeon, you do not have 40 hours to record audio lectures for an Elfim course.
You're busy doing surgery.
Exactly. So the expertise stays trapped in their head. But AutoContent has a voice cloning endpoint. The neurosurgeon records a 5-minute sample once.
Just once.
Then they, or Elfim's AI, write the script. The API generates the entire 20-hour audio curriculum in the surgeon's voice.
It decouples their time from their output.
Completely. And it goes further. Let's say this neurosurgeon is famous but only speaks English. AutoContent supports over 50 languages.
I saw that in the notes. So I generate the course in English.
And with a few lines of code, Elfim requests the Spanish, German, Japanese, and Hindi versions. The API handles the translation and the synthesis.
That is wild to think about. Usually localization is a nightmare. You have to hire translators, then hire voice actors for every language, book studios.
It takes months.
And costs a fortune.
Here, it takes minutes and costs pennies. You are multiplying your total addressable market, your TAM, by 5 to 10 times overnight.
Okay, that's audio. I'm sold on audio. It makes sense. But the outline mentions a visual strategy. And I have to be the skeptic again. AI video. Really?
Oh.
We've all seen those creepy AI avatars where the mouth moves weirdly and the hands have 7 fingers. It feels cheap. Yeah. Does Elfim really want to associate its brand with spammy AI video?
It's a valid concern. The uncanny valley is real. But we have to look at the use case. We aren't trying to make a Pixar movie here. We are talking about faceless channel content.
The scroll fodder.
The scroll fodder. TikToks, YouTube Shorts, Reels. The API has an endpoint called Video Create Shorts. It takes a script, say, a summary of an Elfim concept like Schrodinger's cat, and generates a vertical video.
Right.
It pulls stock footage, overlays subtitles, maybe uses an avatar if you want, but often it's just dynamic visuals.
So it's for attention capture.
Exactly. It's a numbers game. The source material highlights the cost arbitrage. To make a high-quality short manually, you're paying a freelancer anywhere from $50 to $300. It takes time.
Okay.
The API cost is around 400 credits, which is roughly 4 euros.
4 euros versus $300.
That allows for what they call creative testing at scale. Elfim could generate 100 variations of a video for the price of one manual one. If 99 are mediocre and one goes viral, they win.
It's like throwing spaghetti at the wall, but the spaghetti's free.
And then there is the explainer video aspect. This is less about viral marketing and more about user support.
Right, because Elfin is a new concept. It's hard to explain Socratic AI course generation in just text.
Correct. And nobody reads FAQs.
Right.
Auto content can crawl Elfin's landing pages and generate 60-second explainer videos. How do I start? What is a rabbit hole?
Reduces support tickets.
And the hidden benefit, and this is the strategic goldmine, is SEO.
Search engine optimization.
Google tracks dwell time. That's how long a user stays on your page. If you have a wall of text, people bounce. If you have a video, they watch. The source claims pages with video are 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
53 times. That seems inflated.
Even if it's half that, it's massive. It signals to Google that this page has value.
Which brings us to the heavy artillery.
Yeah.
Section 5. Programmatic SEO. Now, I've heard this term thrown around by growth hackers. Usually it means generating a million trash pages to trick Google.
Historically, yes. That's called thin content. You spin up 5,000 pages for every variation of a keyword, change one word in the title, and hope for the best.
And Google hates this.
Oh, they've updated their algorithms specifically to kill it.
So if Elfin tries to generate 10,000 course pages automatically,
right,
won't Google just slap them down?
If they just use text, yes, absolutely. But this is where the multimedia solution comes in. This is the stack.
Okay.
Let's walk through a specific example. Let's say Elfin wants to own the keyword learn quantum physics.
Okay, learn quantum physics. Tough keyword.
Very tough. But they don't just target that. They target learn quantum physics for beginners, history of quantum mechanics, quantum entanglement explained, the long tail keywords.
Right.
Now, for each of those thousands of pages, they use the auto content stack.
Break down the stack for me.
First, they use the Deep Research API to write a unique, fact-checked 500-word guide. That's the text layer.
Okay.
Then they use the podcast API to generate a city guide style audio track discussing that specific topic. That's the audio layer. Then the video API creates a summary short.
So the final page has unique text, a unique podcast, and a unique video.
Exactly. To Google's algorithm, that does not look like spam. That looks like a high density, rich media resource. It signals authority.
Because it's so cheap to make.
Elfin can afford to build these cathedrals of content for keywords that are too small for their competitors to care about. They can dominate the niches because the cost of entry is zero.
And the niches are where the rabbit holes are. It aligns perfectly with their brand. I want to circle back to something you mentioned in that sack, deep research. Because if I'm learning quantum physics, accuracy matters. If the AI hallucinates and tells me atoms are made of cheese, the whole platform loses credibility.
This is the biggest risk with AI content. Hallucinations.
So how does auto content handle that?
The deep research endpoint is different from just asking GPT-4 a question. It uses agents to browse the live web. It's not just relying on training data from 2 years ago. It goes out to the Financial Times, SEC.gov, RxC, IFE.org. It cites its sources.
So it's fact-checking in real time.
Yes. And this enables a feature called recurring research. This is fascinating for Elfin. Imagine you subscribe to a course on developments in AI.
A topic that changes every 6 hours.
Right. A static course is useless. But Elfin could set up a trigger with auto content. Every week, the agent scans the web for new AI news, synthesizes it, updates the text of the course, and this is the kicker, generates a weekly briefing podcast episode for you.
So the course is alive. It grows.
It turns a product into a service. It keeps you subscribed because the content is never finished.
That shifts the economics entirely. Speaking of which, we need to talk about the bottom line. We've thrown around some numbers, but what does this actually look like for a business?
It's the difference between OpEx operating expense and technology investment. Look at the podcast example again. To produce a professional episode manually, you are looking at $150 to $500 minimum.
For editing, hosting, equipment, time.
The API cost is between 10 cents and 2 euros.
Yeah, that's effectively free.
It is effectively free, and more importantly, it's scalable. If you want to launch 50 courses tomorrow, you don't need to hire 50 people. You just increase your API credit limit.
Hmm.
It allows a small team to output like a media conglomerate.
So let's synthesize this. We have Elfin the brain, deep, structured, thoughtful, and we auto content the body. Infinite production capacity, multimodal, global.
It's a symbiotic relationship. Elfin provides the quality of the idea. Auto content provides the quantity of the distribution.
But I want to push back one last time. If everyone starts doing this, if every company starts using auto content to flood the web with videos and podcasts, doesn't it all just become noise? If production is free, does content lose its value?
That is the so what of this entire deep dive.
Yeah.
And the answer might lie in what experts are calling the agentic web.
The agentic web.
Think about where we are heading.
What?
Right now, humans read the web, but in the future, AI agents, Siri, Gemini, whatever comes next, will read the web for us.
Right.
When you ask your phone a question, it needs to find the answer somewhere. It needs a source of truth.
And by using auto content to create structured data JSON, transcripts, clear audio.
Exactly. Elfim isn't just making content for humans. They are formatting their knowledge so it is readable by the AIs of tomorrow. They are future-proofing their library.
So by automating today, they ensure they are the ones providing the answers when the bots come knocking.
Precisely. In a world of infinite noise, the structure becomes the signal.
That is a powerful thought. It's not just about shouting louder. It's about speaking clearly enough that the machines can understand you.
And that is why the combination of Elfim's structure and auto content scale is so potent.
I want to leave the listener with a final thought to mull over. We've talked about efficiency, cost, and scale. But at the end of the day, a megaphone is only as good as the voice speaking into it.
Mm-hmm.
If content production becomes free, the only competitive advantage left is the quality of the idea.
The source material matters more than ever.
So, in a world where you can make anything for pennies, what is actually worth making? That's the question Elfim is betting they can answer. Thanks for listening to The Deep Dives. We'll catch you on the next one.
See you next time.